And now, the Goldbergs. Now, the Goldbergs. Molly has been shuttling between her house and the railroad station all day today, trying to find out when Esther Miller will arrive. This woman out of Sylvia's father's past. This last element in Sylvia's cure, Mr. Finn. And Sylvia's father is almost glad of it. 15 years ago, he didn't marry her because of Sylvia. And now, 15 years later, Allison is afraid to meet Esther again. Time has changed all things. May have changed him too much, and perhaps Esther, too. But Esther arrived by bus and is at the Goldberg house this very moment as the Goldbergs and Allison drive back from the railroad station, wondering if the woman will really come.
David, if you're nervous, don't drive so fast. You know how besides myself I get, and then you drive fast, darling. Please.
All right, Molly. You're sitting in the back for this and let me drive.
Be careful, and don't turn around when you're talking. If you'll sit in the front and you'll keep your head and your eyes close to the front, I will hear every word anyway, darling. Please. You know I'm a nervous woman when it comes to vehicles. Please, dear. Please. Miss Allison, if you wish, we can drive back to the telegraph office and find out what Miss Miller's telegram said exactly.
The telegraph office will be closed now. It closes after the late train comes in.
It's all right.
I'm certainly sure I understood the telegram exactly. She telephoned over the telephone, the telegraph office telephone, and I'm sure I understood what it said. It said, Miss Train will be there by bus or...
It'll be all right. Maybe it's better to... I'll call my daughter Leah tonight and tell her I'm coming home.
Well, why should you be so hasty, Miss Allison?
Well, it's better. If I stay up here much longer, I'm liable to do something very foolish.
Well, going away and then being afraid is also quite foolish.
Well, you're never sorry for the things you don't do.
Oh, how sorry you can be for the things you leave undone.
Molly.
I'm only saying, dear. Again, you're turning around your head. Please, dear, darling. I'm getting nervous. I'm trembling already. For the way you're driving the car. Please, dear. I'm only saying that Mr. Allison married me and Miss Miller 15 years
Molly.
Ago.
It was for Sylvia's sake that Mr. Allison didn't marry.
Don't he?
I'm only repeating what Dr. Cater said.
So don't repeat.
Dr. Cater is no prophet. It's all right for you to say you're going home. What are you going to do with Sylvia?
I don't know, Jake. I don't know.
Cater said that...
I don't think so.
Sylvia won't leave Lastonbury as long as Dr. Cater is here.
He's not going to be here very long.
Then she'll follow him to New York or China. I know Sylvia.
And you are going for letters?
What can I do?
Maybe Dr. Cater knows about his pain. Not maybe. I'm certain he knows. So... Don't go away, Miss Allison. Don't go away without seeing Miss Miller. Don't go back to South Carolina, please, until you see her. You called her. You went so far as to ask her here.
If she missed the train and she missed the bus, it's because she's as uncertain as I am. You don't miss a train or a bus unless...
That's what I say. Unless you want to miss it.
That's all right.
It's not all right.
Molly!
And I say it's not all right. And I say it's not all right. And I say, turn around, Jake, please, if you're driving the car. Please, I say it's not all right. And I say this is not the way I wish everything to end. Not for Sylvia, not for you.
Molly.
Jager, I'm talking. I'm talking. Up to this moment when I spoke for myself because it was Sammy I spoke for. Now I'm speaking for you and then for yourself, Miss Allison.
Allison knows what they have to do.
Drive, Jake, please, and look to the wheel.
What do you want Allison to do?
That which he should do. Go to New York himself if need be.
First, he has to settle Sylvia. Then he has to go to Dr. Cater and say, Doctor, my daughter is in love with you. What's to be done?
Mr. Allison don't have to tell Dr. Cater that Sylvia is in love with him. He knew it before it happened that it would happen.
Sylvia is not like everybody else.
Dr. Cater knows that, too.
Allison, take a fool's advice.
Why should he take? Why take a fool's advice when you can take advice from so many people who are not fools?
Who, for instance?
I didn't said anything. So go slowly. Sammy's raving, I think.
Mama.
It's Sammy.
Why is he running?
Something happened already.
by than anything happens, so something has to happen by.
So stop the car.
Stop the car.
All right, all right.
Well, let me just tell Miller. What's
Mr. Allison, what happened, Sammy? What's the matter?
Nothing happened. So what
is it?
Miss Miller is here, Mr. Allison.
Esther is here.
Oh, my.
Is Sylvia in the house?
Did they meet?
Yes, they did.
Well, how did we miss her?
She came part of the way by train and part by bus.
She must have taken the Blue Comet bus by the junction.
Oh, that's right. That's right, she must have taken the Blue Comet bus by the junction. Look how they didn't think of the Blue Comet by the junction. Look at that, I came myself from New York on the Blue Comet in the junction. Oh, my little Wren family.
What's the difference, Marcy? Here and it's all right.
Yes, certainly, that I'm very glad to hear. It's all right.
Allison, here's my comb. Fix your hair.
I'm all right.
How did we miss her?
Everything's all right, Mom. Miss Miller's sitting on the porch and she's comfortable.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. So come in the car, family,
all
dear.
Right.
So get in the car, family dear. Wait, she's sitting on the porch, huh? So we'll drive around the back way, and you get out of the car, Miss Allison, and you walk up the front way if she's sitting on the porch.
All right.
Yes?
All right.
Good. And Allison, think of yourself.
Allison, get out on this side.
All right. Be careful, Miss Allison.
All right. Here's your comb, Jeff.
Thanks.
Stay there, Sporting. Stay there. Hello, Albert. I missed the train, and...
I know.
But I'm here.
I guess it wasn't easy for you to get away. I know you're busy.
How are you, Albert?
I don't know. How are you?
Have I changed?
Anyway.
What way?
The way people change.
How do they, Albert?
Well, sometimes they get older without getting old. Are you surprised to hear from me?
Yes. Yes, of course. After all those years.
All those years. Too many years, maybe.
Yes.
Did you think of me sometimes?
Sometimes. Did you think of me?
I tried not to. But I did. I do. I am thinking. Looking at you, Esther. Those years don't seem to be long now. Don't seem to be long now. But they were long in the past.
Albert, why didn't you call me before?
I felt I had no right.
And you feel you have the right now?
No.
Then why?
Things happened that gave me courage. But the right, I still don't have.
Albert, you know that you always had the right with me. When we separated then, it was with understanding, not wanting to, knowing we had to.
I was a fool.
No. The children came first.
Yes. Yes, because I was a fool. I put them first before your happiness and mine. I sacrificed their happiness because I kept none for myself. Yes, I learned my lesson. And I blame myself for being the one who had to teach it and learn it for you.
Albert, I don't understand about the children.
You will.
I'm here now. And what does it mean?
That's up to you.
To me?
To you. It can mean what you want it to mean.
What does it mean to you?
What you want it to mean. It's up to you.
Speaking is difficult. Words are clumsy. And Allison tries to speak without talking, as Esther appears to listen.